This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Ken Burns' documentary, The Vietnam War, has many Americans considering their role during that era. Kim Harris is one of them.
I've been in the closet for 45 years.
Harris was a student at Miami University in Ohio when a draft lottery was held requiring young men to report for service in the U.S. military.
My focus changed dramatically on December 1st. 1969. I was a junior. I lived in a dormitory. It was televised by CBS. It was black and white. So sophomores, juniors, and seniors were living in my dormitory. And we all gravitated to the basement where we had one TV, and we all watched it together.
But the festive atmosphere was cut short for Harris when he realized how it could soon affect him. His draft number was 65.
I considered that a low number. Obviously, it wasn't as low as 10 or 20, but it was below 100. I became much more aware of the war. I'm going to be drafted, in all likelihood, which means I'm going to go in the Army, which meant to me I was going to Vietnam, which meant to me I might get killed. And I was scared.
In an effort to gain some control over his destiny, Harris enlisted in the Air Force. He had a student deferment, so after he graduated in May of 1971, he reported for basic training. At the end of that, Harris was stationed at an Army base as an information specialist.
And I'm convinced that if I hadn't gone to that Army base, I never would have become a conscientious objector. I remember the moment that the seed was planted. We were called to the parade ground. Really didn't know why. Called the parade ground. And what it was a ceremony to recognize the valor and bravery of men coming back from Vietnam, men who had saved lives by killing. I didn't see it as bravery and valor and courage. What registered with me was the killing. It's the Christmas holidays, you know, the place is all like any Christmas holiday, festooned in lights and the traditional music, and what I'm hearing is peace on earth and goodwill to men. And I'm going, I'm a hypocrite. I am part of a military machine that is bent on killing people. And I said, you know what, Kim? I think you're a conscientious objector.
Harris kept his thoughts to himself. He didn't tell anyone in his unit. He didn't tell his family. He says he wanted to be sure, and he didn't want anyone to try to talk him out of his eventual decision. After the holidays, at the start of 1972, Harris began his research on how to become a conscientious objector. The process, Harris says, involved a lot of writing. Eventually, he was required to talk about his decision, including with the base chief of staff, a colonel, and career military man.
He was offended. And I don't know if I appreciated it at the time, but I was basically saying, I think what you've done with your life is wrong. And he took great offense at that and made it clear to me that he did. He also said, if you are granted CO status, you will be a pariah for the rest of your life. Then I had to deal with my dad. You know, my dad was 25 or 26 years old when he was given a medical deferment not to have to serve in World War II. But my dad was very patriotic. He was a Republican. He supported Nixon 100%. And he didn't agree with what I had done.
Harris and his father eventually mended their relationship. He says the whole process helped him grow to be the man he is today.
It dawned on me that I had stood up to the two most powerful authority figures in my life, my father and the United States government, and said, you're wrong. And I don't believe what you believe. And I decided to draw a line and take a stand. And I was very proud of that. I also felt guilty.
Harris says he wonders about others who felt the way he did, but either couldn't or didn't take the steps he took to express his beliefs. But beyond that, Harris says the Vietnam conflict has had a lasting effect on millions of people.
But what bothered me most was the 2 million people who went to Vietnam. They're the ones who really put it all on the line. And I chose a different path. I will always respect what they did. And I've always put them on a very high pedestal and said, those are the people who really need to be recognized and said, hey, we thank you for your service. Not me.
The next installment of Ken Burns' The Vietnam War airs tonight on WSIU-TV. You can get more information, watch previous episodes, and more at WSIU.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.